This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. A property owner rights group is asking the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection for the opportunity to weigh in on the transfer of thousands of oil and gas wells. Brittany Patterson has more.
Natural gas driller EQT and others are proposing the transfer of more than 3,800 oil and gas wells to Diversified Oil and Gas. The move would transfer the rights to any minerals produced by these wells, but also the company's plugging liabilities. The West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization says the deal could saddle the state with thousands of dollars in well plugging costs. The group is asking the DEP for a hearing to discuss the proposed transfer. Dave McMahon, a lawyer and co-founder of the group, says this could create one of the most widespread economic and property rights issues in the state. He says many of the wells are older, which means they're less profitable. That increases the cost to plug them and the financial burden to Diversified. There's more than 4,000 orphan wells across the state, and the group says this deal could lead to many more. In total, the group says EQT and others want to transfer an estimated 17,000 wells in West Virginia. DEP is expected to issue a decision on whether to grant the hearing in the coming months. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
In Kentucky, a Murray State University psychology professor says the key to navigating tough Thanksgiving conversations is to avoid being right. Dr. Michael Bordieri says there isn't a magic secret to avoiding tough discussions on politics and religion, but there are good ways to approach these topics.
We should try not to be right. And instead, you know, approach the time as a way of trying to understand and appreciate someone's perspective, even if it's different than your own.
He says being right is a reinforcer, but a willingness to let go opens up other possibilities. This is part of a broader movement in psychology that he called cultural humility, which is a nice segue to our next segment. Midterm elections are over, but family drama around politics might be getting started this holiday season. Welcome to Red State, Blue State, the weekly series from KCRW in California and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This week, we examine A Family Divided. Our co-host, Trey Kay, brings us this report from the battle lines in one family, his.
Happy apple butter.
Happy apple butter.
My extended family on my mom's side has a tradition. Each fall, we get together in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia for a common purpose, making apple butter.
Apple butter is the best holiday of the year.
That's my sister, Stacy Kay.
This is better than Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because everybody comes together and we are just all working together to create something that we can, everybody, it's a make and take.
We usually gather in October, weeks away from any contentious election. But politics is in the air. And there's a wide spectrum of worldviews on my side of the family. On the left, we've got a law professor cousin who's testified to Congress about women's rights issues. And on the right, we've got an uncle who was a faithful John Birch Society follower until he quit because he said they weren't far enough to the right.
We're spending time making apple butter, even though we vote for different people for president or
have different bumper stickers.
This is my mom, Kathy Kay.
Well, have you seen some of the bumper stickers?
Not this year, but in the past.
What do you remember?
I remember my Republican cousin being irate over the Obama bumper stickers, most of which were on his children's cars.
My cousin Laura's car, to be precise. She wins the prize for the most bumper stickers.
The political ones are Obama in 08, Obama in 2012.
You got a Bernie Sanders thing on there.
Bernie Sanders thing on there. I just added that, yeah.
I haven't looked at other cars here, but I imagine there would be bumper stickers. I haven't seen a Trump one, but I think in the past I've seen like a McCain.
We've seen W's. My father used to have a W on his vehicle. He was very proud of his right-wing views toward the end of his life.
Turn the crank. The peeler spins around. Peels the apple.
There's this big, wide table surrounded by a dozen or more family members of different ages, from different parts of the country, and in some cases from different parts of the world.
Every now and then, we'll start talking about family news, catching up on the events of the last year.
As we were peeling and coring and cutting apples, and Hollis was telling me about his frustrations with Obamacare.
It's going to kill me this year because I'm unemployed. And you know, Obamacare is the best I can do, and that's not much. It'll get me into an urgent care, and that's about it, in my opinion.
But he did say, my boy Obama. He said, you're a boy Obama's really? Health care plan. So, you know, there's that a little jab. And I guess I could have taken that ball and run with it, but I don't see any reason to.
A 40-gallon pot sits over a large wood fire stove. Throughout the day, bushels of apples are thrown into the pot and get cooked down into a concentrate. And we all take turns stirring the pot so that things don't scorch on the side. This is my cousin, Amy Milo, stirring.
It's making my arm tired right now. But if you've got a good partner, you get into the rhythm and you don't really think about it. It's a family reunion, so you see a bunch of people that you don't normally see, but there's always something to do. So if you run out of things to talk about, you can just sit there and cut apples.
So what if you're here with a family member who has a worldview or a political view different than yours? How's that work out?
Oh, we don't talk about politics. My dad has a different worldview than I do. You pick your battles.
It's the rare individual that puts politics above other things.
This is Amy's dad, Joe Milo.
Although we've had one of those in the family.
Do you want to mention name?
Well, Joe Hollis, I mean, clearly. If you didn't agree with him, he was willing to write you off his ticket.
Remember earlier when I mentioned an uncle who left the John Birch Society because they weren't far right enough? Well, that's my uncle, Joe Hollis Jones. When I was growing up, he was by far my favorite uncle. He was tons of fun. But then, at some point, a dark cloud descended over his life, and he lost touch of his sense of humor. Became incredibly serious and was obsessed with extreme right-wing conspiracy theories.
He was a hard-right zealot.
He was like a religious zealot, but about politics.
Correct. And I think it was not healthy. It was not healthy for him. He made himself unhappy with this, putting politics above other values. I share the same political quadrant than he did. And there was a kernel in truth in where he was coming from. He'd taken most of the stuff too far.
Generally speaking, I mean, it was kind of more on the politically conservative side, but the parts where you think he took it too far was when it kind of got into race and
Holocaust denial and stuff like that. Right.
Okay, I'll say it. There were times when I was deeply embarrassed by Uncle Joe's extreme racist and anti-Semitic views. I mean, he drove many family members nuts. He became a pariah to some, but not all. Even though he was tough to be around, the family didn't vote him off the island. He was still invited to apple butter, and he'd show up donning a wide-brimmed Amish hat and stand for hours stirring the kettle in a slow, rhythmic way. He didn't talk much, but he'd stir for hours. It seemed like, despite his extreme views and darkness, he felt a need to stay connected with the family. We lost Uncle Joe back in 2017. I spoke with him at one of the last apple butters he attended.
We're here at apple butter, and there's people here who have a worldview, and then there's people who have an absolutely different worldview, and yet we all get together and make apple butter. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I have disagreements with a hell of a lot of them.
But you still show up.
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Well, it's family. Family.
This year, Joe wasn't stirring the kettle. But some of us were thinking about him. And at the end of a long day of stirring and making sure that the spices are just right, we gathered to pour the fruits of our labors into mason jars. Again, this is my cousin Joe Milo.
It's a you know, kind of a three-day family reunion. And there again, something to do that keeps your hands occupied while you're chit-chatting with folks you see maybe once a year. And it's evolved into a very, very pleasant thing.
I think we're the left and the right is pretty equally represented here.
This is my conservative brother, Craig Kay.
Maybe more left than right, but whatever. And you're cool with that? You gotta be. Well, does the apple butter help?
Sure. The apple butter is somehow a glue. It's somehow a glue. I don't know how it all fits, but I've come around, and I'm not the biggest, you know.
You're not a fan of apple butter.
A pint of apple butter will do me fine for a year. I don't need to take home 22 pints of apple butter every year.
Frankly, I think it's quite a tribute to our elders that we all descend from. They'd be quite happy to see us all gathered like this many, many, many years later.
This year, and ever since the 2016 election, really, Americans across the country have struggled to share a meal with family members who think differently. And my family hasn't really been spared from this. But I walked away from apple butter this fall thinking that if there is a secret sauce in what my family does, it's that we do more than just sit down and eat. The trick is in all that work, all the cutting and peeling and stirring, boiling it down. Work to keep your hands busy. Work where you don't have to just smile and be polite. And work toward one common goal. Some lovely jars of family-made apple butter to savor through the year. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Trey Kay.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glynis Board. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.